It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 614. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow. You can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/MikeTechShow, and also MikeNationNet. I have a jam-packed show, stories from the trenches, some tips, new product that I purchased that could be a great gift option. I have a stack of email. Before we get started, I want to thank Instant House Call for being a sponsor. Couple things. When you have unattended mode, you put the name and a company so when you get the list, you know exactly who it is. But sometimes, if you're walking a client through it, they may put the wrong information or miss it and click OK. And then you have no name, no company. You don't know who it is. So a couple lessons I had this week, which I needed, how to change the company name and the computer name for unattended access, or even if they're going to not unattended, just that contact information. It's very simple with the new version. If you're doing it remotely, you connect, then you click file, and then there's an option to change the notes and the profile. In there, there's contact information. You just change it, click update, boom, done. The other way, if you're on site, you open up the Instant House Call, you go to the option to contact information, and then you check the box to update on the next start session. So when it comes up, you click start session, it's going to call back to wherever. So if you're logged in, it's just, you know, or if you're not, you're going to be able to leave a message. Now you can change the info, click update, it's done. Another big tip for Instant House Call, and I got to deploy this. And this is a great tech lesson here too. The challenge is getting the user to type a URL in the proper spot. And Microsoft makes it very challenging by changing the browser, by Internet Explorer, and even Firefox is guilty, Chrome's guilty, because Google will do this, where it searches for the URL, not going directly to it. That's a problem. So my company's MHS Consulting, and if you do a search on MHS Consulting, the first hit is my website. So one of the things I'm going to do, and this is a good tie-in to Tech Site Builder. So I'm going to be contacting Matt because he's designed my website and also hosts it. One of the things I'm going to do, and this was a great tip from Corey from Instant House Call, I'm going to add a page that's going to have the download of the Instant House Call file that your client needs. So I highly recommend that because you're going to get a landing page with Instant House Call, but it's great if you have an easy to get to. And I thought I had it really easy because I have the domain mhs.me. So I created a redirect page with a /help. And then in that default.html, I have a redirect going to the landing page. An Instant House Call. Well, guess what the problem is? If anybody types mhs.me/help, they end up searching for it, not going to it, because the browser is not configured properly. So have another method that's searchable wherever you want someone to get to. For me, for remote support, I want them to be able to do that. Wanted to tie in a couple tips. Thank Instant House Call for sponsoring the Mike Tech Show. I really appreciate it. And this feeds Malwarebytes. They are sponsoring the D DC Unconvention 2017. Malwarebytes TechBench is a tool set that's an all-in-one package of utilities to help you diagnose, repair, and secure Windows PCs. I have played with this. This is awesome. You will add this to your tool bag. Great utility offered by Malwarebytes. They're one of the sponsors for the Unconvention in 2017, September 16th and 17th. You want to lock in and get your tickets now. The link will be in the show notes. The price will go up. So you want to get your tickets and lock in, get your rooms, because there's limited rooms for the two hotels that we have in the walking distance from the venue. It's going to be great. Marv, MB Systems Inc. in the chat, and myself are going to be part of the keynote. And then we're each going to have labs throughout the weekend. We have great content, great speakers lined up. You definitely want to be there. It's well worth it. And get your tickets now so you don't pay more later and you don't regret it. Last week, I mentioned a utility called PassNow that I thought was incredible. I was 2 for 2 in resetting passwords until yesterday. I have a client that bought a newer refurb system from me last week, and I set a default password. I always set like password for the password. He wanted a more complicated password, and I agree. So we changed the password to a password that he spit out of his head. I wrote it down, but I never took that sheet with me. He threw it away. You know, 48 hours later, he forgot the password, never to be remembered again. So yesterday, I scheduled time at the end of the day to swing by. I said, I can reset that password because I got this new utility to work twice, right? It's going to work again. No, I'm going to pull the link from my website. I'm now giving a thumbs down. Don't do it, because when I followed the procedure and the system would never boot again. Clearly, the master boot record, something happened. I played in the BIOS. I tried. I spent a few hours last night trying to fix this. I brought the system home with me. Since there was no data on it, it was so much easier for me to wipe it. Windows 10 installs in like 15 minutes because it's an SSD. And then the updates, putting Office back on, running Nine Night for the other utilities. I was able to do this whole thing maybe in an hour and a half. It was well worth it for me to just redo the system because I couldn't fix it to get it to boot. Now, luckily, there was no data in there, so I didn't have to remove the hard drive and try to get data. But a warning, you know, not just this password utility, but if you're going to use an unnatural method, let's say, because you know my natural method in Windows 7 just flat out works. I got to try to do that with Windows 10 using a repair boot disk and then changing Utilmon and copying it. There's a whole process. It's like 10 minutes and you can reset a password. When it made it where it couldn't boot, that's it. I can't recommend that. We're 2 for 3. I'm going to try to have a long conversation with the tech support and let's see where it went wrong, where it went ugly. I wanted to give that warning. Cool gift idea. I think I seen this on HSN last weekend, and I bought it from Amazon because the price was the same. It was $129, and I was able to get it next day with free shipping and no tax. How can you go wrong? My wife takes the grandkids to zoos and to farms, and they're going to be hunting Easter eggs somewhere. Takes a lot of pictures. And with the grandkids, this is something very cool. It's called the HP Sprocket. It is a zero ink printer. Zinc is the terminology. It is fascinating. This zero ink uses a thermal paper, and it's so cool. It's light. It works Bluetooth. You have a free app. You can install the app very simply on Android or Apple iOS. It's a 2x3 inch photo that'll print in just a matter of seconds. And there's no ink. The sheets, they're like 50 cents a sheet when you go to buy the packs. They sell them in packs of 20 for 10 bucks. But for 50 cents, here's the cool thing for kids. It's a peel-off back, and you can make stickers. So you can have great pictures taken and instantly give them a sticker on their shirt or something. It is very, very cool. An incredible little gift idea for the person that needs portable printing for little photos like that. And I bought a carrying case that was like only $6. And it has the cord to charge. It's rechargeable USB. The packs come in packs of 10. They sell them 2 packs for $10. Very nice. I'm going to have the links for all this in the show notes from Amazon. If you have a person that fits a need for this, like my wife, then this is a gift idea. Some stories from the trenches. So this week has been just insanely busy. Let's start with Sunday. Two of my biggest clients, number one and number two of my retainer clients, both had Comcast outages on a Sunday where they're not working. This is Sunday morning. I'm wiped. I'm dead. But that's why I have some people working for me. So I sicked Ken on calling Comcast for the one client. The other one is just around the corner from me. And my oldest son was available. I sent him over. He just swung by and got the keys and the cards and the codes for the access and went over. And what I learned from Comcast and from Ken talking with tech support on Comcast, it lost the static IP address. This seems to be a reoccurring problem with some Comcast routers where they'll lose the static IP address. The router's up. It looks like it's online, but you can't any remote access and you can't go out. So, just no in and out access. They were able to remote in, see that, set the IP address again, and reboot the router remotely, and it fixed the problem. And then I got a text to test. I was able to test remoting. Everything's working. My son did the same thing, only this time, since we already learned everything from the one client, I said, just go in there, reboot the router, and test. Both clients have Netcarrier. How did I know they were down? I get alerted by Netcarrier because they're monitoring their equipment for the phone systems. And when they see the internet go offline, I'm the primary contact. I was notified. I let both the presidents know of those companies that worked the problem, solved it, and they have no issues Monday morning. That is being proactive for a retainer client. Couple lessons there. One, have something in place where you can find out these things off hours. And this is what justifies a retainer contract right there. There's no question because they're not walking into a phone outage and a problem Monday morning. It's already resolved because I'm watching everything. Somehow for your clients, this is what you want a package to be able to deliver those kind of services where it's exceptional service and delivery. Monday, new system for client. It's Windows 10. This is the law firm that has the software that we were told the Sybase version that's there does not work with Windows 10. Well, not so true, I learned. Friday morning, I had a good conversation with an honest tech from the software manufacturer. And he said, well, we don't support that version of Sybase. We don't really want you to have that version with Windows 10. Nothing's going to stop it from working. I said, well, we already bought the Sybase 16, so we got the latest version. I don't have the time right now to go do the whole upgrade and touch every system to upgrade the database. And he's like, you're going to be fine. He says, just go through the standard install steps for the Sybase 11 and then the software app right on top, and it worked flawlessly on Windows 10. Lesson, don't believe everything you read. If you have a test environment, and this is what I should have done, I should have taken a test system down there with Windows 10 and just installed it just to test, and I would have known. I was prepared for staying up all night Monday night to get this one workstation working for Windows 10 and do the database upgrade on site. I was so glad that I didn't have to do that, or I would have been up all night, because Tuesday morning, first thing in the morning, and it was just heavy, heavy rains as I got to drive a distance to the dental office where we're setting up the two new systems for two additional exam rooms. And we have this down pat. My electrician, myself, my son, we go in there, and it's a long process because we got to get the electrical work done. We got to hang the TVs on the remote. We got to set up. I got to get the portable X-ray USB and another camera device. I got to get that working, and there's software steps for that. I got to get EagleSoft installed and communicating with the server. So there's a lot of work. So we got there at 9 a.m., but we were done by 3. Everything's just beautiful, gorgeous. Wednesday, I'm now at the client that I'm normally at Tuesday. So now I'm all day working Wednesday, and then come home. I run to the guy where I trash his computer trying to get the password. And then we're also setting up a router for a new access point. So we got that going. Then that leads to today, where my son was busy doing lots of cleaning of systems. There was lots of clients with problems with Chrome. Chrome has just been a haven for all kinds of malware and infections and problems. So we've seen this for a while. It's in lots of cleaning. Oh, forgot one thing. Last night at 8 o'clock at night, client is coming to the house. She's selling her house, and this is a great idea. She got a burner phone. Sounds like she's a criminal. She's not, just the opposite, actually. She got a phone that's like a throwaway temp phone. That's a smartphone that was real cheap from AT&T. And then, this is the brilliant idea, set up a Gmail account with the address forsale@gmail.com. Then this temporary phone number just for the sale. So I was set. She needed help with getting the phone set up with the email and everything. It's only like 15, 20 minutes here. I got everything set up, showed her how to use it, got everything tested. But I thought it was a brilliant idea to advise someone, if they're selling a home, use a temporary email, a throwaway email, and a throwaway phone number. That's how you do all the listings. So this way, once that house is sold, throw it away. I thought that was a great idea, and that's why I wanted to share that with you. So I have a client that falls under FINRA compliance, and we're trying to strategize a shared system for their data and to be compliant, and also the backups. So there's a rule, and I'm going to have the link for it. The rule is SEA Rule 17A-4 for FINRA compliance. The compliance on the system, that's easy. This is just a little shared computer for just a couple people. So it's Windows 10 Pro, and I'm going to use BitLocker. We got the encryption for the disk. But it's the backup. Going to put a large 8 terabyte drive USB connected to the system. And I emailed Shadow Protect tech support to weigh in because I want to use Shadow Protect to back it up. We'll do a backup every night, but we're going to do incrementals that we will never delete for the years that we need to keep it. And here it is from tech support. I just looked up the rule, and it is all about records being processed and keeping them for a certain number of years. So yes, you could use our software and be compliant, but it is up to you to make sure you are keeping the copies for the correct period of time. This relates to retention settings in Image Manager, which I can demo for you if you'd like. I know how to use Image Manager, not a problem. And this is what I thought, but I just wanted to make sure, how does Shadow Protect see their FINRA compliance? You can use the built-in encryption, so the backups will all be encrypted, but it's about the retention. So as long as you're going to keep every single iteration of the backup for multiple years, you're in good shape. I wanted to share that, how we can take things out of the box that may not be compliant, but we can make them compliant with our policies and procedures and still follow the rules. And this is just one example. So a perfect segue into the work I'm going to be doing tomorrow and an email that I received a while back. And I'm sorry, Pete, I didn't get to this. It's about managed switches. So tomorrow I'm going to be working with a ProCurve managed switch. This particular model I have not worked with. I've worked with the model previous to that. I'm going to learn a lot tomorrow as I do a test. This is a client that's moving a block away in a couple weeks, and the new site, all the wiring's done, but I haven't been in there testing. Fios is in, I haven't tested. So I got hardware and equipment I got to hook up before the move and make sure everything's right, everything's good, make sure all the IP schemes and everything that we want is set with the router and the firewall and making sure Fios is working. And we're going to test every single jack with my little Fluke meter. We're going to run that on each one so I get a report on every single jack. So he says, you recommend the HP ProCurve 1810G-24. I have many, many clients with that switch, and it's the switch I have right here in my office. It looks like the HPE Office Connect 1820 switch series has replaced this model. It has. Have you used this model? And the answer is no, but I'm going to be using it tomorrow. How do they compare to Netgear managed switches? And he has the link. Pete, I'm going to send you an email over the weekend. I'm sorry it took so long, but the relevance now, I'm actually going to have hands-on experience with that very switch tomorrow, and I will report back. I'm going to miss the 1810G. I really like that. Two emails from Clark, who was in the chat. I decided to take another look at Notepad++ after you mentioned it in a recent show. They have posted a fix to prevent CIA hacking. So link in the show notes tonight, Notepad++ fix for the CIA hacking issue. Clark also followed up, while I heard you mention the add-on for Notepad++, I went and installed it. Took some searching to find it. On the page, there was an ad for WinMerge. This is a really nice utility to compare individual files and files in a folder. I am using the stable version 2.14 for the courses I teach. I put most of a current version of notes and handouts on a flash drive, which I carry with me. During the class, I'll make update on their computer. When I'm done, I copy the files over. I also try and remember to also keep a copy on OneDrive. This utility makes it easier for me to make sure I get all of the updated files. Great use, and especially of utilities that we talked about. And I want to thank Clark for sharing that with me. Remember the listener who wrote in and asked me why I'm not on Google Play? Well, I think I'm on there now because I applied. And I want to thank Kate, and I also want to thank Steve for sending me the links for how to get published on Google Play. I got approved, but I don't know if it's listed yet. You have to go through this process. You fill in the information, you put your RSS feed, and then get approved. I just haven't had a chance to test that it's available, but I did get the welcome email that I was approved. So the Mike Tech Show should now be available on Google Play. And thank you for helping me get set up, Kate and Steve. This is from Nick, who's in the chat, and he has a problem with his E6-540 Dell Latitude laptop with the dual graphics, HD graphics, and AMD 8790M, and he's having a pretty serious issue that is well beyond me to fix the problem. My display keeps blacking out, and the hard drive light blinking when this happens, so I'm trying some troubleshooting steps before I go to Dell to get the issue solved with minimal fuss or time spent with Dell. So he goes through all of the steps, and is there a way to install a driver without being able to see it? The first question I said, have you hooked an external monitor? He has, same issue. Well, now it's like it's the motherboard. So I asked for his service tag. I looked it up. It is under warranty with Dell. My advice always is, if I have hardware that's under manufacturer warranty, don't be afraid to call them rather than spending your valuable time. You know what? I want to spend my time making money by doing productive things and not chasing stuff that I can hand this off to a manufacturer where it's under warranty. I believe you had pro support with next day on site. I'm calling them and I'm saying, swap out this motherboard now. More information on the story. I think this is the second time there was a problem, serious problem. Well, now you need to escalate to customer service and demand a new system, which I believe you should get. Be careful. You're probably going to get some refurbed anyway. and it may not be exactly new. I'm thinking, though, if they replace the motherboard, there's not much left in the laptop. So unless there's the cable or the connectivity between the screen and the graphics card, but guess what? If you plugged in an external monitor, which is directly connected to the motherboard, that port, and you still have the problem, this is motherboard issue all the way. I always encourage someone to, if it's under warranty, make them do the heavy lifting and the work. This is from Shad. He was using Untangle as a firewall that I've recommended, and it doesn't have a VPN client plugin to any VPN services. Actually, it does support OpenVPN, and I'm going to put that link in the show notes because I shared that. But he has a better question here I want everybody to hear. So I have moved back to pfSense, which does have VPN plugins, so I can encrypt my network traffic. I know this won't completely hide everything, but it will go a long way in doing so. I am also not using my ISP's DNS. If you or your listeners have something better than pfSense, I would be interested in hearing it. This is a great question, Shad. Share with me, what are your VPN solutions? Write it out, maybe record a voicemail, send it to me, call the phone number, use Skype at Mike Tech Show, and give me some feedback that I can share on what are you doing for VPNs for you or your clients. This is Paul, and the subject is thank you. Just wanted to say thank you for your podcast. I started listening to you around 8 months ago, and I've really enjoyed your content. You inspired me to start my own tech podcast, and because of that, I can appreciate all the hard work it takes to keep a podcast channel fresh and up to date. So again, thank you for your efforts over the years. My podcast channel is SysAdmin Today. I haven't had a chance to tune in, but just the title alone, you got me. I would really value your thoughts coming from someone with your expertise and experience. To build a podcast from scratch is labor intensive. Oh yes, it's a labor of love, especially coming from someone like me that did not have a clue regarding podcasting. I didn't either. You learn by doing and testing. I can tell you that I am having a blast podcasting so far and find it to be really addictive. In your last episode, you mentioned wanting to know how to publish your podcast to the Google Play Store. There's a link below that will get you started. In simplest terms, you click on the link, and I did that. And you'll get an email stating you have successfully submitted your feed, which I did. Also, if you have not already, you might want to publish your RSS feed to Stitcher and TuneIn as well. They're now on my list. That's exactly what I'm going to do. If you want to mention my podcast channel in one of your future episodes, shameless plug, that would be incredible, and I would be forever grateful. No problem. His website, www.sysadmintoday.com. Check that out. And he has all the links for publishing, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn. I'm going to include them in the show notes because that's great for anybody that's starting out doing this. You want to get published in as many places. And I've been around so long, but I am also very lazy when it comes to promoting my show. That's why I'm not a guest on other shows. I don't do work promoting the show. That's one of my biggest flaws in podcasting. I don't self-promote enough. So getting on these services is going to be a little help. And just like my iTunes link, I don't even ask for anybody to go give me a review, give me a good review on iTunes so I can get higher rank. It'd be nice. I'd appreciate it. Thank you. And for all your support and everything, thank you. From Terry from Arizona. Three people I know fell victims to scams recently. One person knew better, but the scammer spoofed Microsoft's phone number. So he thought it was really Microsoft. His phone went dead, and he used another phone to call the real Microsoft and found he was scammed. He did let the scammers into his computer. Oh, that's horrible. A lady received that fake web page that looked like it was from Microsoft. She let them into her computer, scanned and emailed a check to them. Oh, I did a reset on her computer to reload Windows. Another guy got a call from people who scammed him a few years ago. He let them into his computer again. they put a startup password on it. I had to download the media creation tool to make a bootable Windows install USB to reinstall Windows. Thanks all for your due, Terry. The scams, there is a huge uptick. I'm seeing it. All my listeners, everybody's seeing it. All we can do is do the best job we can at promoting security tips. I'm going to dedicate a show to that coming up very soon, because I'm going to be doing a couple presentations on the security tip list that I have. I know I keep promising it. It's going to happen in April. There's going to be a dedicated show just to those tips. And I'm going to share a PDF that you're going to be able to share with your clients or whoever, a family, friends, anybody, to get them in a position to not be scammed. And the first and the biggest one is you cannot believe caller ID. And I strongly recommend that you never answer your phone line in your house. Don't answer it. Let it go directly to voicemail and vet every single message. Only return someone that you know or deserves being called. That's it. Don't answer the phone. That gets rid of that problem. Don't believe anything that ever asks you to do something from a browser. If there's a pop-up and it wants you to call a phone number, don't do it. Yeah, but what if it don't do it? It's very simple. Just don't do it. And we got to promote that and communicate that to as many people we come in contact with. That's it for the tech content. I haven't played music in a long time, and I want to play a song from Liz Longley. I'm going to be seeing her at the Sellersville Theater on Saturday, April 8th. I am looking forward to meeting up with Liz and seeing her perform again. This is Rescue My Heart.
Lying to myself, I can make it on my own. Making it alone is lonely. Twisting and I'm turning, I'm crashing and I'm burning. So reach out your hand to me and come down. Rescue my heart, I'll drown without you. Come down. Rescue my heart, I'm deep underground. I can't dig my way out, so come down. Rescue my heart. It's heavy and it hurts my head. If you found me, would you save me? If you touched me, would it break me? And will I come back from this? Come down. Rescue my heart, I'll drown without you. Come down. Rescue my heart, I'm deep underground. I can't dig my way out, so come down. Rescue my heart. Rescue my heart. Rescue my heart. Rescue my without you, come down. Please rescue my heart, I'll drown without you.
That was Liz Longley from her 2016 CD, Weightless, and the song Rescue My Heart. I will have a link where you can purchase that from Amazon. That'll be in the show notes. If you purchase anything from Amazon and know anybody that purchases from Amazon, please share my Amazon link. It's amazon.micnation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small portion comes back to support the show. I really appreciate it. It makes a big difference. That's the best way you can support my efforts here. I really appreciate it. Amazon.micnation.net. Thank Instant House Call for being a sponsor. You can go to instanthousecall.com. Go download the 15-day trial and use the promo code MikeTechShow. Malwarebytes Tech Bench Tool. Check it out. They're sponsoring the DC 2017 Unconvention. I want to thank Instant House Call and Tech Site Builder. They're bringing you that convention. That's it for tonight's show. I hope to see everybody next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everyone.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.